Sometimes you wanna go where everybody knows your name.
Our next guest you fell in love with on Cheers as Cliff Clavin. You've heard his voice a thousand times in Disney Pixar films. And tomorrow night you can see him alongside Billy Gardell at 7:30 on CBS. The sitcom Bob Hart's Abishola. It's John Ratzenberger. How are you, sir?
Yeah, ahoy there, Pete. How you doing?
Let me explain to people, first of all, Bob Hart's Abishola. Bob is Billy Gardell, who is a sock salesman. And Billy goes into the hospital and falls in love with a nurse, Abishola, who's played by a Nigerian actress.
Correct. I don't know if you're looking at me for affirmation, but yes, you're right.
This is a Chuck Lorre sitcom. Of course, Chuck did Big Bang. He did Two and a Half Men, Mike and Molly, and Young Sheldon. Does Chuck call you up, John? How does that work to get you on this sitcom?
I think that was my agents doing. I think what happens is that word goes out that they're looking for a guy of a certain age, height, weight. I think that's how it happened, or it could have been that they called in to find out my if I was free that day. I don't know.
But you made it in. I know you were on the Goldbergs last year, but are you doing mostly voiceover? Or are you still doing acting?
I'll build the sets if they want me to. I just love being in this industry, and I'm still amazed that I can make a living at it because I didn't come from an artsy background. So to me, this is all still very exciting.
Where did you grow up? What's your background?
Bridgeport, Connecticut, factory town.
Okay.
On the southern coast of Connecticut. You know, I was just one amongst the dozens of other snaggletooth kids with holes in their shoes. So I ended up going to college, and that's where I did a little bit of acting there. But it wasn't until I was over in Europe, 1971, I went to Europe. And lived in London for 10 years, and that's really where I started doing it seriously.
Man, and then when did Cheers hit? What was that, 1982 did it start?
Yeah, 82, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Is it true that you voiced a character in every single Pixar movie ever made?
Yes, true.
I mean, that's unbelievable.
Well, somebody's got to do it, I guess. But from the beginning, I got along real well with John Lasseter and Andrew Stanton and the other folks at the helm. And I never questioned it. They asked me, and I said, sure, and show up and do my job. So I've never questioned it. I've never asked why or anything.
You never want to question it. My son.
Why? Well, yeah.
My son, Charlie, who is 14, he has seen every single Pixar movie that you voiced. I asked him, I said, Charlie, I'm going to have John Ratzenberger on today. And he said, who, Dad? I said, how about the pig from Toy Story or the waiter from Ratatouille or Mac, the semi in Cars? He had no idea, John.
Yeah, it's and my kids, my grandson was over not too long ago, and we're sitting here watching The Incredibles.
Oh, and, yeah.
So he's on the sofa across from me. I'm on the other sofa, and the Underminer comes on, my part. And I said, hey, you know, and he says, yeah, Pop, I know, that's you, yeah, yeah. Like, in other words, listen, keep quiet. We are trying to watch the movie.
I mean, how many voices have you done?
Oh, I don't know. Let's see. So it'll be the same voice in the four Toy Stories, and the same thing with Cars with the truck. And so you're counting them. Somebody keeps track of that. You're telling you, I haven't really counted.
John, how does it work? You voice the line and they draw the character. Are you there with the other voices in the room? Are you talking to each other? How does it work when you do a voiceover for an animated
show?
No, you just
go in solo. And don't forget that at Pixar, they do all the heavy lifting, really, because the whoever is directing it is also the person who wrote it. And so they've been living with this baby for already 3 to 4 years. So they know every nuance, every punctuation, every breath you take.
Mm-hmm.
And so you just simply listen to the director, and they have already got it in their head of what it should sound like.
Right.
And they put it all together, sure.
Monsters University. I remember going to the theater with my wife and son, and I've known Joel Murray forever. I've watched that movie, and I hear the voice of Don, who is the fraternity president. I'm thinking, I know that voice. If you've seen that movie, Joel is playing the part, but doing a voice in the movie. When Joel was at Second City, he lived across the hall from Chris Farley. Joel, in the movie Monsters University, is doing Farley's voice.
That's funny. I had no idea Second City existed until I got to Cheers. Because George and Shelby.
Sure.
They were Second City alums. And I thought, what is this? Kind of like the Branch Davidians. You know, it was like a cult.
No, it is.
Comedy cult.
It is a comedy cult. That's funny. You and I have a mutual friend in George Wendt. And George says, and I quote, "Please tell Rats hi for me."
Well, you tell him hi right back.
I love George Wendt. We do the same fundraiser every single year. I love the guy. He cracks me up, but he loves beer more than anybody I know. He loves it as much as his character on Cheers.
Yes, that's wasn't a big stretch for him. he likes beer.
When you and George were sitting at the bar, what were you drinking during the filming?
At various times, it'd be real beer. If we were filming late, like past 11 o'clock at night, it just gave the prop guy a heads up, a signal,
uh-huh.
a little knowing nod and a wink, and then he'd fill him up with beer. But it was just, I don't know, something they use for, I think it's called near beer.
Near beer, which is non-alcoholic.
Right. Yeah, because you could do the show, you know, drinking. But, yeah, but every now and then. If it went too late, we knew we only had another few minutes to go. So, yeah, come on, throw a beer in there.
Did the bar turn into a party after you were done filming for the week? Did they bring in beer and you just sit around on set?
Oh, no. No, we got out of there. That's where we worked. But there was a restaurant bar just up the road from the studio that everybody congregated. So that's really the only time the writers and the actors connected on a social level.
Right.
So I think it was a very healthy thing, because then the writers would get to know the actors a little bit better, and which helps their writing and what can be done with their characters.
Right. We're talking with John Ratzenberger. Where did Cliff Clavin's voice come from in Cheers?
Well, Cliff, I invented the character in the audition, and but I drew that character from a couple of people I'd known growing up in Bridgeport. You know, because this cop used to say, "Hey, Ratzenberger," you know, there was always something to his voice that made me crack up. You know, I mean, he'd give me a lecture on if you didn't have enough reflectors on the back of your bicycle. Because don't forget, bicycles then, we pretty much built our own bicycles.
Of course, I did too. Yes.
Yeah. Just, you know, you got one wheel is a different size from the other wheel. You know, and one of the bikes I built actually had the steering wheel from a bus.
Really?
And yeah, and that was so unique in the area that it didn't last long. Somebody stole it on me.
Of course. People steal everything, yes.
Yeah, well, where I grew up, they did.
Just telling that story, it sounds like Cliff Clavin.
Yeah, because
you don't even have to say anything, John. Just making that noise, you'll make people laugh.
Well, as a matter of fact, the pause that Cliff did when he goes, "Hey, Nami, that pause was because I had forgotten a line, and I was just filling in some space trying to remember the line. But when I did that, the audience started laughing.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, all right, we'll keep that in. So one of the first shows I made that part of the character.
Tomorrow night, 7:30, CBS. The show is called Bob Hart's Abishola with Billy Gardell and John Ratzenberger guest starring. John, thanks so much, and happy self-quarantine.
Yeah, you too, Pete.
All right.
Happy Easter.
All right, you too. Take care.
Bye.
Those Japanese that say we've lost our ingenuity and the ability to get the job done ought to come to Cheers and have a gander at Sam Malone.